You already love God. You just may not yet know it. But when you finally encounter God, you will discover love for God already present as a gift in you, which has been waiting to surface and change your life. That will be the time your life with God shall truly begin, for which there will be no ending. In a related context, it is rightly said that you cannot help but love your mother and father, even if they have disappointed and wounded you. Regardless of any anger, distrust, or possibly disgust, beneath all that is an unrequited love. Nor can you finally and forever close your heart to your parents, though you may think you have. That love is still in you, frustrated, tortured, and seemingly lost. Yet forgiveness always remains a possibility. I've seen too much reconciliation between adult children and their parents to doubt this reality. So it may well be with God, your true and eternal parent. This is the case no matter what wounds life may have inflicted on you. There is no wound heaven cannot heal. Here then is my prayer poem describing this revelation. I loved you before I knew you. When you dawned upon me, the rays of you reached at first light all that I am, all that I have been, all that I shall be. And I knew then there was never a time I did not love you, nor could there ever be a time I would not love you. I love you because you loved me first. My love arose in response to yours, arose uncreated, unbidden, unmatched, arose like a flower-strewn path to you, fixed before the foundations of the world. I loved you from the first moment of your glimmering grace. I loved you from the first with a love that lifted me, carried me to you, a love that knew not only you but the way to you, a love that found not only you but me in finding you. In my love for you, hidden in me, hidden from me from the beginning, was also hidden the stilled shrine of the knowledge of you. When you dawned, you summoned forth my love and knowledge as twin gifts for me and for us forever.